Pixar, the animation studio that created Finding Nemo and The Incredibles, has had an unbroken string of hits since it released Toy Story in 1995. Pixar's pictures have almost always been as popular with critics as with audiences, though some felt last summer's Cars needed a tune-up. This weekend brings Ratatouille, a movie about a rat who wants to be a top chef. Bob Mondello says the Pixar animators have gotten the recipe just right.
Remy is a country rat with city tastes. Where his rodent relatives happily eat garbage, Remy watches cooking shows and has learned to sniff out spices. So when fate takes him to Paris, he hangs out at a restaurant a cable TV chef made famous before he died. Alas, restaurants don't like having rats around, so Remy perches on a skylight, feeling sorry for himself and imagining what the chef would say to him if he were still around.
What do I always say? Anyone can cook.
Well, yeah, anyone can. That doesn't mean that anyone should.
Well, that is not stopping him. See?
The cleanup boy has spilled some soup and is guiltily and a little arbitrarily filling the pot back up.
He's ruining the soup! And nobody's noticing it! It's your restaurant! Do something!
What can I do? I am a figment of your imagination.
But he's ruining the soup! We gotta tell someone that he's not...
Falling from skylight to sink, Remy leaps into a series of what you might call kitchen ballets, sometimes sprinkling ingredients into pots, other times dodging knives thrown his way. What Remy needs is a front man for the kitchen, so he teams up with that clueless garbage boy by sitting under his chef's hat and telling him what to do. Imagine a culinary Cyrano de Bergerat, in which the boy, who's acceptable in the kitchen, keeps wanting to confess to a lady chef he's sweet on about the rodent who isn't acceptable.
When I added that extra ingredient instead of following the recipe like you said, that wasn't me!
What do you mean?
I mean, I wouldn't have done that. I would have followed the recipe. I would have followed your advice. I would have followed your advice to the ends of the earth because I love you, your advice.
But
I...
Don't do it.
I have a secret. It's sort of disturbing. I have a...
What?
I have a rash.
You have a rash?
No. I have this tiny, a tiny chef who tells me what to do.
Director Brad Bird is the guy who made The Incredibles, and like his super characters in that one, Ratatouille's food-obsessed folks inhabit a recognizably real world as they snipe about prepackaged meals and inadequate cheeses. They even acquaint an audience that may not know chives from chervil with restaurant terminology. Don't be surprised if your kids come home knowing what a sous chef does or asking for rice with saffron. With food so lovingly digitized that you can tell stale bread from fresh, Ratatouille isn't just amusing, it's downright mouth-watering. Also, very pretty. Paris hasn't looked so gorgeous since Gene Kelly danced there. And engagingly down-to-earth, all the way from its faintly harrowing rat swarms, Remy's family drops by his workplace on occasion, to its hilariously demanding food critic, Anton Ego, voiced by Peter O'Toole. The studio is reportedly nervous about whether Ratatouille is too sophisticated, but it's silly to underestimate the public appetite when a picture is this much fun. Kids are going to gobble Ratatouille up. Adults will relish its wit, and everyone will want to go out to eat afterwards. I'm Bob Mondello.